With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spoken word, haven't heard, and poetic flow on Billy Woo Radio. And quickly questions to get the answers that's off the chart to improve humanity, love, peace, and harmony to make brain cells hard. It's the poetic poetry show to unleash the unknown, a new frontier in your ear, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the Flow Entity Poetry Show, where inspiration, motivation, and poetry meet every Friday at 6 p.m. And where you, the listeners, are the show. Streaming live on BigWooRadio.com, All About Us Radio, and all of your popular streaming outlets. Get ready for an hour of inspirational conversation, motivating attitudes, and poetry recited by the people for the people. So I hope you got your wine glass full and your flows on deck. Get ready to spit, because without further ado, here's your host, Nima Shining Star L. James, J.T. Thompson, and Big Woo.
Yo, it's Friday, it's Friday, it's Friday. We in the building. Friday, 11/5/21, Friday, November the 5th. You got your boy in the building, Big Woo. And of course, as always, as we do around this time, bringing my girl for her Let It Flow segment in a minute. Nima Shining Star. What you can do, girl?
Woo, that was a heck of an introduction. You know how we do. Big yeah. On the crew, it's Friday. We going to get it in. Let's go.
Absolutely, let's go. Finger snaps and hand claps to my girl Nima Shining Star L. Finger snaps and hand claps to Crown Black. I just want to take this time to say thank you, Crown Black, for making such a smooth beverage for adults. I really appreciate that. Also, I appreciate my cousin Thalia Holmes. We call her Sissy because that she my cousin, and we called her Sissy all her life. But she is your wine guide now. She's a grown-ass woman, and she is taking you on a wine tour of all your favorite foods and pairing them with your wines that you didn't even know was your favorite. But she's going to help you pair them up. Just give her a call at 973-223-4353 or hit her up at travelingvineyard.com/guide/wine49. We're not going to talk about her name, what the wine 49 and all that mean. People that listen to the show, you know, I hate that shit. Oh, wait, we're not on Big Woo acting a fool with Lil Bucky. We straight. We being straight tonight with Nima Shining Star L. Nima Girl Productions on everything. Just go Nima Girl Productions or Nima Shining Star L on Facebook. But you can hit my cousin up if you want a virtual wine tasting. You can do that. Or if you want her to come to your city, because she like to hop on a plane. I swear to God, she do. She like to hop on that plane and go wherever you are and give you a run through of perfect wines to pair with food, fruit, or your dessert, whatever. All, you know, how they do a la carte is what they call it, Nima. I think it's a la carte. Yeah. Yeah, so you can a la carte with my cousin Sissy Thalia Holmes, a wine guy. She's your wine guy. 973-223-4353. Hit her up when we come back, because you know we got to take a shout out for our sponsors and people like that and play some good feel-good music for you. You know what I'm talking about, Nima? We're going to play some feel-good music for your mama that's on the line. Shout out to Mama Shining Star L. We gonna play some feel good music from my man, because the big interview that I'm ready to do, I've already talked to him about it, so it's gonna happen. I've already talked to him about it, but it's gonna be more of a virtual thing. You're gonna be able to see this dude. You're gonna be able to see him telling you what's what about each and every song that he's got in his you know, whatever we can do in an hour or 2 hours. It's gonna be a 2 hour special. I'm just saying, I'm gonna let that out the bag. It's gonna be a 2 hour special, because you can't go through Alvin Gary's music in just an hour, 30 minutes. You can't have a 30 minute show with him. You got to do a whole two hours. Right. You know what I mean, Nima? And my man Alvin Gary, who is up for a Grammy. He's in consideration right now. You know how they do it. They got to go through this process or whatever. And so they got a he's in consideration for a Grammy for his album Lightness of Love and his song Gift to You. And that's what I'm going to play for you right now. And this song is, okay. I mean, it's just, it's all that. My gift to you. Just listen to this joint, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna let it flow with Nima. This is Alvin Garrett on Big Woo Radio. My gift to you. My brother is in contention for a Grammy with this joint. Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back. Whatever you want, just make a list. I'll be your deliverer. Wrap it in a kiss. Whatever you need, just write it down. I'll make you happier than a kid on December 25th. You and me, we're like a holiday. Every day, you for me, you've been my everything. So this is my gift to you. Whatever you need, you can have it in me. It's my gift to you. Love and you, this is my gift to you. This is my gift to you. Whatever you need, you can have it in me. It's my gift to you. My gift is love and you. Open me up. Take a look inside. Adventure girl, pick and choose your surprise. Hold on to the packaging, you found it for your eyes. There's no need for rationing, 'cause you got me for life, yeah. Oh, you and me, we're like a holiday. Every day, you for me. Been my everything, so this is my gift to you. My gift to you. Whatever you need, you can have it in me. It's my gift to you. Love and you. This is my gift to you. This is my gift to you. Whatever you need.
Listening to Big Woo Radio.
Hey y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio.
Y'all hear what I say?
I want y'all to
listen to Big Woo Radio.
Please listen to
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Alvin Garrett, the Southern Gentleman, and you're listening to the Floetic Poetry Show in NEMA, Shining Star L. James J.T. Thompson and Big Woo on Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people.
Thank you, Senor Alvin Garrett. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com, and everybody's downloaded the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that searched us out in the podcast app on your iPhone. We definitely appreciate that. We also love it when you search us out on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. Just go to BigWooRadio.com if you want to listen live. Don't worry about all that other stuff. Oh, don't confuse yourself. Just go to Big Woo Radio at Google Big Woo Radio, Bing Big Woo Radio, Ask G's Big Woo Radio, whatever. However you get your information.
Spotify, Alexa.
Yeah. Do they even do Ask G's anymore? We whatever. I think G's got us on lock too. It's all right. But my girl Nima Shine Star L, she's going to let it flow. Are you ready? If anybody is just joining the show, if you don't know that we do poetry on the Floetic Poetry Show, not just music, not just give you edumacation, but we give you poetry too. A big bang for your buck at Big Woo Radio. That's a lot of B's on that one.
Okay.
That's a lot of B's. Look, did I say I was drinking Crown Black out of a bucket?
Yes, you did.
Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. I'm thinking Crown Royal out of bucket. Anyway, Nima, you ready? you ready to let it flow?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's hold tight, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the poetry moment with your girl, Nima Shining Star L. So just sit back, relax, and let it flow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Let It Flow segment is a segment where Nima Shining Star L displays her multitude of talents, one of her multitude of talents, and that's giving you some poetry, or she may read you some poetry that you may not have heard from artists that, you know, that we may have had on the show, or artists that she ran across. But it's definitely going to be some poetry. So I'm going to let Nima Shining Star L drop that right now. Go ahead, Nima.
All right. Today, I'm actually spotlighting myself. So since it's Friday, this is a piece I wrote dedicated to Friday.
Okay.
I love your energy, Friday. Hey, baby. Come here for a minute. Don't move too fast. Sit right there. I love the dance of your voice. I have heard it. You grab me and pull me in with all of your possibilities and promises of tomorrow. You are such a beautiful experience. And guess what? I get lost in your world. Not sure if this is my reality or some beautiful dream that I will surely come up from. I can't lie, I don't want it to come to an end. I play around in your field, and I'm unconcerned about what could be lurking in the shadows, because you make me believe in fairy tales and forget my duties of Monday. But I know Monday morning is coming. No, come here Friday, come back home with its beautiful body and full glass. I love to see you come through the door, because Monday walks in with a tight shirt and a briefcase full of responsibilities and demands. Damn, yo, I want Friday back. It went away too soon. I don't want to be obligated to Monday, but I am happy to see it when it comes, because who wouldn't want to wake up on Monday? And I can't wait to see you again Friday, because you definitely...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are an old friend, and it's so nice to feel you hold me again. No, it doesn't matter where you have been. Welcome back into my life again. In peace.
Them singing skill. Nima got them singing skill. What, girl? Stop it. Stop it. Man, I ain't think, you know, look, I've heard you sing before. And then, you know, now I've just heard you sing before. You know, there's a difference between sing and sing. And all the people in the the POC, the POC group, the people of color, the POC, the POC. And that's something I want to talk to you about, Nima, before our guests come on, is, you know, us black folks, you know, we don't have a problem calling ourselves black folks or black or African American or whatever. I got a problem, Nima. I got a problem with somebody calling somebody a black person keeps calling our black people POCs. I don't like it. I don't like it. I was going to say, I want to get your thoughts on that too. Of course, you never let us down with the poetry, folks, just joining us or just chiming in or listen to us for the first time. Nima always gives us a let it flow segment, because she lets it flow. And I call it the let it flow segment because back in the day when hip hop, you know, you tell people you can flow. I like the way you flow or whatever when they rapping, especially off the top of the dome. And Nima came to the show doing poetry, like right off the top of the dome. She'll do something. And there's many times on the show, if you go back and listen to all of our 200 and some odd episodes, that you will see that Nima, most times, especially if we have a guest or something that moves her that day, or something I may have said, God forbid, that I may have said that inspired her to come up with a piece, she'll come up with it at that moment, recite it at that moment. Just go back and listen to all of our shows, and you'll find that she's come up with a piece in that moment of the show or whatnot. And sometimes back in the day, Nima, you remember that at the end of the show, you might do something because of the guest that we might have had on. But I just want to take this moment to just give you your flowers, like my man Alvin Garrett would say, give you your flowers, because that's, you know, you're the first poet that I ever met. And I've met plenty of poets over my day, plenty of rappers, plenty of people that wouldn't call themselves poets, but they would call themselves rappers, which they didn't understand it was the same thing. But particularly the same thing. But the first time I heard you, Nima, do a poem off the top of the dome, just, and anybody that, you know, that's involved with hip hop, off the top of the dome is just like, you didn't write it ahead of time, you didn't go through it ahead of time or whatever, but Nima has done that numerous occasions, and I know that she's like a maybe a reincarnation of a hip hop artist from the 80s or whatever, but Nima got that thing, you know what I'm saying, when you say that person got it, you know, I knew back then when Nima first came to the show, that person, you know, you go, they got it. You know what I mean? They got it. And it means that things that you can't teach, you can't teach this, you can't learn this, you can't just, you know, go to a performing arts school and be like, oh yeah, I'm all of a sudden be able to make stuff off the top of my head, just thinking of it as I go along. You know what I mean? But Nima has that gift, and we're grateful here at Big Woo Radio to have her and be able to bring y'all the Floetic Poetry Show. And at the top of every hour, at the top of the beginning of the show, when we do, you know, when we finally come into the show and do the show, Nima gives you something off of her poetry, maybe out of one of her books, or maybe off the top of the dome. And that's priceless right there. And when y'all go back in life, and, you know, long after I'm gone and not here anymore, and Nima is giving you abstract art, or she giving you a show on Facebook, or she giving you some knowledge with Nima Girl Productions, you're going to be like, man, that boy Big Woo, what was his name again? I think it was Big Woo, or he went by Corey, or whatever his name is. But he was right that Nima got it. You know, some of y'all might not understand right now, some of y'all might not get it, but Nima is one of those people that's got it. When you go back and you think about, yeah, Mama Shonestown, hey, what's going on? Are you gonna get some flowers too? You and some flowers too,
yeah,
right now?
First of all,
me,
Big Woo. Yeah,
me.
How are you?
I'm good, Mama. I'm good.
That's good. And thank you so much. I can't say anything. You just said it all for me.
That's what happens when it's the truth. Yeah, that's what happens when it's the truth.
Yes, she's got absolutely. It. And I'm absolutely. Glad and I'm proud that she's got it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got all of it.
She definitely got it.
Thank you also for giving her an opportunity to showcase her stuff. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, if all I got to do is talk good about somebody that's great, then, you know, I sign me up for that anytime of any day. You know what I mean? You know, this platform, yeah, is great, and I wanted to do better. And we do what we do right now because people tune in to see what Nima has to say and see what new things Nima has going on. And I just wanted to spotlight that because I've never had that much talent in my little pinky. The talent that Nima has. And I know, Nima, that you didn't, you know, come to the show thinking that it was going to be, you know, Praise Nima Day, but it's just, you know,
like crazy.
Right. But, you know, I used to think of myself as a talented dude. I thought, man, I'm pretty creative. I'm pretty great. I'm pretty dope. And then Nima came to the Floetic Poetry Show a long time ago, and I went, boy, you are not even close. You know, it's people like Nima that comes along that make you step your game up. And when you can run across a person like Nima that makes you go, man, I need to do better. I mean, I'm good, but she is great. And that's
thank
what.
Thank you so much. You're going to stop. All right.
Okay.
We make each other. Okay. Listen, I love it and I appreciate it and I accept it. And I like my mom said, you know, thank you for giving me the platform. I watch y'all. I listen to y'all. I watch people like my mom and my children and my grandmother and all these people that came before me and they're doing it now.
Yeah.
And that's where I get it from. Everybody that inspired me. And I appreciate you guys so much. And Big Woo, thank you. You know, we family. I appreciate
Absolutely.
All of this. That
Absolutely.
And let's keep it going, man, because we encourage each other. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wouldn't have it any other way. People will probably never believe that we've never met in person.
Right.
People will probably never believe that we've never met in person, but they like, how can you love somebody so much that you've never even met? Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving it to you live, recorded, and you can hear this forever in your life, that I love Nima Shining Star L. Not only because you can feel a person's spirit, and you can feel, but when you know somebody's that talented, just like the, you know, Alvin Garrett, I'm so privileged right now to be able to have been able to interview Alvin Garrett twice and be able to. I can text him. He'll respond. We'll talk. You know, I call him up. He call me. I mean, you know, we call each other. We talk. But it's just an honor for me to be able to be, you know, amongst people that I've always strived to be like. You know what I mean? Like to be multi-talented, multifaceted in your craft and crafts that you know didn't even know you could do. Nima draws and gives you abstract art and not just that, but she give you photography. She give you, you know, she's a talk show, and then she give you poetry. She give you drama. She can give you, you know what I mean? There's just so many ways she can go. And I've just always felt myself that I can do anything. And then I meet people like Nima and Alvin that do anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, this is how I need to be. So it's just an honor and a privilege that I'm just so glad that I started this internet radio network or whatever, and was able to meet different people that are really great, that need to be heard, that need to be, and that's why we do the Florida Poetry Show. And that's why I'm so glad that Nima's here, and she brings, you know, what we about to listen to later. She's gonna educate you on some Black history, you know, and so that's just a plus to be able to educate people and entertain people. And that's what Nima does. That's what Alvin Garrett does. And this is what this show is about tonight, because I don't even know if a guest is going to show up. But we don't need a guest. We got Nima Shining Star L, y'all. We got Mama Shining Star L. And we got Alvin Garrett. And I want to give you your flowers. And this is what this song is about, for my man Alvin Garrett, who is going to come to the show. It might even be after he wins a Grammy. That would be dope. You know, that would be dope. But he's already locked in. I've talked to him. He's like, no matter what, I will do whatever show, you know. So he's locked in, and whether it's before or after he wins his Grammy, because we're gonna speak it into existence. But we're gonna give you your flowers while you still here. We're gonna give you your flowers. This is my man Alvin Garrett, which also should be up for a Grammy. This is called Flowers. When we come back, we're gonna talk more with Nima Shining Star L, Mama Shining Star L's Big Wolf Radio Florida Portrait Show. We'll be right back.
In this garden, but the garden needs to speak. Now you see all of this beauty. But the garden remembers when you planted the seed. You told me I was great, and you told me I was wonderful, and you told me to keep my head up. You told me it'd be hard, you told me I struggle, but you told me to never give up. So smell these flowers, I'll give you flowers while you yet live. So smell these flowers, I'll give you flowers.
Your words pollinated me. They gave life to me when no one else could see. When I was buried, you didn't hurry, 'cause you knew what I could be. You told me I was great, and you told me I was wonderful, and you told me to keep my head up. Yeah, yeah. You told me it'd be hard, and you told me I'd struggle, but you told me to never give up. So smell these flowers, I'll give you flowers while you yet live. So smell these flowers, I'll give you flowers while you yet live. While you, while you, while you yet live, I'll give them to you.
What's up, everybody?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, this is Alvin Garrett, the Southern Gentleman, and you're listening to the Floetic Poetry Show with Nima Shining Star L, James J.T. Thompson, and Big Woo on Big Woo Radio, a station for the people by the people.
Now you can hear me say thank you. Your tears watered me. Your prayers brought me through. Me say thank you.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Your tears water me. Your tears water me. Your prayers brought me. Brought me through. Now you can hear me say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your tears water me. Like the rain. Your prayers brought me through. Now you can hear me say thank you. So smell these flowers. I'll give you flowers. Smell these flowers, I'll give you flowers while you yet live.
Ooh, baby, we about to get freaky.
Hey, y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome back to the Floetic Poetry Show on Big Boo Radio. Make sure to download the Big Boo Radio app in your Google Play Store. Listen live at BigBooRadio.com. Now back to the program with Nima Shining Star L, James J.T. Thompson, and Corey Big Boo Woods on Big Boo Radio.
Welcome back to the program, and thank you, Nima Shine Star L, for the Cash App. You didn't have to pay me to say all them things about you. I just can't. I just can't. 704-489-3316. We are taking calls right now. 704-489-3316. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigBootRadio.com, and everybody's download the Big Boot Radio app in your Google Play Store. We appreciate that. We also love it when you follow us on all our social media at Big Boot Radio on everything. We don't make it hard for you. We make it simple. It's got to be simple. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's got to be simple.
Alvin Gary, he is the man.
Hey, dog. I'm trying to tell you. He'll give you them flowers, man. We got to give you them flowers while you are still here. Yeah, I'll give you flowers while you. Yeah. While you yet live. That's what I'm saying. Not while you still here. While you yet live. Because a lot of times we wait. You know, we wait to give people their flowers. We're going to put them on the grave or whatever.
I think we've been doing a little better, though, Wu. I think because people have been saying that so much for the past couple of years.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
People have lost a lot of loved ones. I think we've been getting better, but we still could do more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we are doing better because we're like, man, I didn't know such and such is going to be gone. And, you know, I've lost a lot of my friends that are the same age as me. And I feel healthy as an ox, but you never know what's going to happen to somebody. But, but I didn't know my man Darren was going, you know, he's 2 years younger than me. And I had no idea that maybe I should have known because of, you know, the amount of people that I've lost to cancer. Including my mom at an age of 60 years old, that I should have thought that, you know, my friends, you know, there would be some of my friends, but I really, to be honest with you, I thought it would be me. I thought it would be me, the one that would, because of so many of my family members, my grandfather with black lung, my grandmother had cancer, she overcame it, and was able to live until she was 88. And then my mom, who got cancer for a second time, and she died in the age of 60. So I should have thought my friends, you know, but I wouldn't have thought at the age of 50 or 49, and I would have never thought a real close personal friend of mine would have been killed at the age of 29. And so you lose these people, and then you start thinking like, man, I need to start giving them their flowers. And now I have this platform, and I just want to say, here's your flowers to all my friends and family aunts and uncles that are still here, that I love you, and I want to give you your flowers. And just know that, you know, no matter what happens at any time in your life, that I'm always thinking about you, and I'm always you're always on my mind. And so I don't want nobody going, you know, to the other side thinking that, man, that damn Corey, he didn't even care. You know what I'm saying? Or not the case. So Nima, we've been giving you your flowers. I want to give you an opportunity before we get into the Blacking Effect, and before we, you know, thank everybody for listening and all that stuff. Is there anybody out there that you want to give flowers to? And then Mama Shana Style L after Nima, because I know Mama Shana Style L always, you know, she always listening. She always on the line for the past. Nima, I don't know how long, but we've been in existence for, I guess we're going on 6 years. And Nima, you've probably been a part of Big Wheel Radio for at least 4 years of, you know, out of the six, I'm thinking, you know, so I don't really.
Like four or five.
You've been right there at the beginning. You've been right there at the beginning. That's for sure.
So, but yeah, I want to send flowers, of course, first and foremost to my mother, who's always been supportive, who's always cheering me on, whenever I call her, whatever I tell her I'm doing, you know, she's in my ear like, keep doing it, keep going. I love what you're doing. And she's always like, you know, people get paid for doing a lot of stuff that you do. And I'm like, I know, Mom. We're working on it.
We try to get there.
She's always supportive. And she's, and the crazy thing is she's a poet herself and a writer herself. And I'm trying to get her to put her stuff out. And, you know, we're working on that. But she's always supporting me. And even without all of that, just being a strong Black woman, a strong mother, raising five children and, you know, going to school and doing everything that she's done. And it's funny because I often say, you know, I look at a lot of family members and I see where they are financially and things like that. And I'm like, yo, man. My mom played a big part in that because I remember when all y'all lived with us. My mom barely had anything.
Exactly.
My mom was like the little old lady in the shoe, and people came and lived with us. Cousins, aunts, uncles. My mom was the person that fed everybody.
Yes.
Like, you know, and I'm like, whoa, man, what's happening here? You know? And when they got older, it was like, you know, now some of them act like they I don't know, but that's another story. But the point is that my mother is that she's that woman, you know?
Yeah,
I love her and, you know, my children, you know, Robin and Ishmael and Lexus and Elias and my granddaughter Johara, who actually says she's going to call in one Friday to Big Woo Radio to talk about the new book that just came out about her, my first children's book, Busy Being Johara, Johara's Day at the Zoo. So, you know, I just want to, you know, send those flowers out into you guys, all my family members at Big Woo Radio for loving me, appreciating me, and allowing me to vent when I needed to vent, and you know, just supporting everything that I've done over here. And lastly, of course, but not least, my management. You know what I mean, Brother Born Free? Because I drive this man crazy. Every time I got an idea, I'm on his heels. Like, look, this is what I want to do. And he's an artist himself. He's putting out books and he's putting out stuff. And he has to do it. Every 2 minutes, I'm changing something, or I want to do a show, or I want to do this. So I just really appreciate everybody in my circle, man.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put a price on people that are, you know, willing to listen to everything you say, willing to listen to everything you put out. You can't put a price on that because
every 5 minutes. Right.
And then you like, I'm going to take that back. Don't look at that. Don't read that or don't listen to that. You know, I take that back. And they sit over there like, wait a minute, and so with the creative mind that I have, you know, it comes in spurts, and I have to be honest, it comes in spurts. The older I get, the more I run into, you know, writer's block or the, you know, it's just, I got too much on my mind. I got too much that I want to do. So I'm going to just do nothing. I have those moments. You know what I mean? It's like, I got so much, you know, that.
Get a book for each thing. Write something down in each book. It
doesn't matter. Exactly, Nima. And see, that's why I got people like you, you know, and that's why you have this support system. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. You know what I mean? Because as many years as I've been in, you know, creative mode, I've been in a mode where it's like, you know, you're just doing too much. Don't nobody want to hear this stuff you're doing. Don't nobody want to hear your ideas. Don't nobody want to, you know, and I just keep coming up with them, and it just never stops. And so people like Nima give me that kind of drive to like, yeah, you can do something different. You can do it. You know, she doing it. Shoot. Why can't I? You know what I mean? But yeah, I just appreciate you, Nima. And Mama, where's Mama? Mama, you still here? Yeah, go ahead, Mama. I want you to give her some flowers too. Yeah,
we can't all be like Nima because she's never sleeps.
I know.
She's always on the next project.
Nima. Yeah.
She's a little bit abnormal, although she's wonderful. I'm like, Nima, when do you sleep? Like, oh, I wrote a book today. What am I doing? I'm painting today. Tomorrow. I got a show tonight. I got a show tomorrow. I'm like, Nima, do you ever rest? So I just want to say how proud I am of her.
Yes.
I always tell her that. I love her. I'm proud of her. She's outgoing in many ways, and not just all the stuff that she's doing for herself. I guess she got it from me. She's always doing too much. Then she's taking care of the world, trying to save the world. Unlike her mother, but I didn't want her to follow in my footsteps because it's a lot. I love you, Nima. I'm so proud of you. Mommy. I always tell you that. And Big Woo, you guys have become a family to me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Because when you guys were sick and JT was in trouble, I talked to you guys in my sleep.
Yeah. Wow.
And I knew you were in trouble, so I know that we have a connection now.
Absolutely.
And I told Nima, I said, Nima, something is wrong. I wonder what's going on. Something. Big Woo and JT are just talking to me all night. I woke up, went back to sleep, and they're still talking to me. And then I found out you guys. So there's a connection.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you giving my daughter the platform to strut her stuff, so to speak.
Nah.
And I wish that you continue success for all of you.
Well, I just.
And that's my piece, and I'm out.
I'm out. We out. Mama, that's my line right there. You even took my line. but no, you're absolutely right, and it's just gonna be an amazing thing when we and again, I got to reiterate for people that's just tuning in or whatever, that me, Nima, Mama Shanistar L, we've never met, but there is just this energy, you know. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know how to tell y'all what it is. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. All I know is there's an energy with us three right here, right now. And, you know, the whole Big Woo Radio family. I don't want to exclude nobody.
Yeah.
There's just such an energy.
I know her personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Personally. That whole energy with all of us. Yeah, with all of us is just amazing. I don't know, just because we all black people and that's just how we do. And we don't know nothing about it. But there's something there that you know, makes us close, you know, like family. And I love it because I don't know any other way to be. But when people with like Nima's energy and the love that she has for, you know, what she does, just brings me in, and I'm enthralled in whatever she does. And, you know, I may not comment or put, you know, say anything, but Nima is just, that's my girl. You fuck with her, you fuck with me. I don't post to say that on the Florida Poetry Show, but this is how real it is. You know what I mean? So it's great. But let's get into the Black and Effect, because we're running late. Let's get into Black and Effect. Nima Shanistar L is going to educate y'all on some black history. So don't you go nowhere. We're going to do it right now.
And I'm black, y'all, and I'm
N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
You must learn.
And I'm black, y'all.
N-E-F-F-E-C-T.
Yeah, the hottest beat ever made in the world of hip-hop. But it's a Black in Effect. Nima Shanistar L gonna teach you some black history, because we're not just black in February, Nima. No.
Nope.
We're black all our lives. So this is Black in Effect. What you got for us, Nima?
All right. I have brother Nat Love, sometimes spelled Nate Love, born June 1854. Died 1921, was an American cowboy and former enslaved person in the period following the American Civil War. His exploits have made him one of the most famous heroes of the Old West. He was born in Davidson County, Tennessee, and he died in Los Angeles, California. Other names that he goes by or went by were Deadwood Dick and Red River Dick. His occupation was cowboy, rodeo performer, porter, and he was an author. Nat Love traveled to Dodge City, Kansas, where he found work as a cowboy with cattle drivers in Texas. And according to his autobiography, Love fought cattle rustlers and endured inclement weather. He trained himself to become an expert marksman and cowboy, for which he earned those names. In 1872, he moved to Arizona, where he found work on a ranch, and he wrote his autobiography. And he also met Pat Garrett, Bat Masterson, and Billy the Kid. Last paragraph. After driving a herd of cattle to the railhead in Dakota, he entered a rodeo on July 4th in 1876, and enticed by the $200 prize, he won the rope contest, the throw contest, the tie and saddle bronco riding contest. It was at this rodeo that he claimed his friends and fans gave him the nickname Deadwood Dick. That, ladies and gentlemen, is just a small bit of information about Nat Love, who you can find out more about his character in the new movie written by Jay-Z called The Harder They Fall. Nat Love, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, just a little sidebar and side note, there is a character that is from my family tree that is depicted in this movie. And
wow.
I'm not going to tell you who it is until a later date. But yes, yes. So I was very, very much pleased with this movie.
Yeah.
Because cowboys have been around forever.
Yes.
Okay? They have been around forever. I know you guys, some of y'all don't know anything about, you know, black cowboys unless you talk about Bill Pickett. but anyway, there are other cowboys. So please learn about your black history, the cowboys. And in fact, actually, cowboy was a derogatory name that Caucasian people gave to people. Of African American brothers. Okay, it was a derogatory thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because they called them boys.
Actually,
black men were original cowboys.
And they made them herd, the cows like what they do with dogs today. Like anytime cows got out of line, out of the herd or whatever, they would send the brother over there to make the cow come back in the herd.
Yes.
And so they called them cowboys.
Yes.
And so now, anytime you talk about cowboys and all you rednecks in Hickville, and you know, I'm a cowboy, you know, well, all you're doing is talking about a brother that used to herd cows. And now you just wear boots and a cowboy hat and whatever. All that. We need to get our royalties from that, especially from the cowboy hats. Okay? We need to get royalties. Pay us what you owe us, man. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. Nima, wonderful as always, and we it's always good, man. I don't know what to tell y'all. You tune in, you get educated, you get entertained, you listen to some great music. It's the Florida Poetry Show, baby. That's we gonna make it do what it do, baby. That's it.
I knew you was gonna do that.
You know what? We gonna make it do what it do, baby. Ray Charles, that's my man. That's my man right there. You know what? But again, Nima, you never disappoint. When this show right here, Florida Poetry Show, it's done evolved into. Nima's thing, this is Nima's thing, and I don't have a problem with that. It's Nima's thing on Big Woo Radio. We might need to change the name to Nima's thing on Big Woo Radio because you educate us, you entertain us. I'm just running the board. That's all I'm doing right here. I'm just making sure we get the commercials in and we make sure we get all the sweeps and all that stuff going. That's all I'm doing. But Nima is really changing the face of radio. I mean, just to be honest, she's changed the face of radio. It's not many places that you can go in an hour that can educate you and entertain you. With just one person, you know, and she's got the talent to do that. And I'm so grateful. And that's all I'm gonna say. I'm grateful, and I'm not going to get you into tears and all that. And, I've given you your flowers, but
thank you.
I've given you your flowers, and all we're going to do from here is, let's talk about Woo. Can we do that right quick? We're going to talk about Woo. And get y'all out of here. Hold tight.
Okay. Let's talk about
Let's talk about Woo. We're going to talk about Big Woo Radio, what we got going on. I'm going to tell you right now that we got the Big Woo acting a fool with Lil Bucket every Tuesday at 8 p.m. And we're going to talk about different things. It's going to be this, that, but it comes down to asking Bucky. Because Bucky going to, you know, you can ask Bucky a question. He going to give it to you in his version of what it should be. I don't know what that is from time to time, but you're going to get Bucky's version of any question that you ask, no matter what you ask. So tune in, call in Tuesdays, 8 p.m. on Tuesday. I said Tuesdays, 8 p.m. on Tuesday. Nima Shining Star L, everything. Nima Shining Star L, everything. Nima Girl Productions, everything. What you got going on, Nima?
Wow, you just said it, but starting this Sunday night at midnight, I just added a new show to my collection. It's called Nima's Night. So check it out. It's going to be on IG Live, but I can share it to Facebook, so my Facebook family will not miss it if you're not on IG. But it's going to be IG Live midnight every Sunday, and I'm back to Sundays at 9 p.m. with Thoughts Provoked because I got a lot of slack and inboxes about me keeping the show on at 9 p.m. instead of just jumping on whenever I feel like it. So I'm going to keep it at 9 and be consistent with 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays. That's it?
That's on Sunday?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Kind of all over the place with it, but nah. So people said, nah, get it together. Get back on track with that 9 p.m. because that's what we want.
Yeah. 9 p.m. Sunday. And they don't care about they don't give a damn if they got to go to work the next day. They going to tune in. They going to tune in on Sundays at 9 for Thoughts Provoked. And then you got in the art room. You still doing the art room, right?
Yeah.
Because you got guests.
Tonight at 9.
Yeah, tonight at 9 in the art room with Nima. Definitely go check that out. You got a minute to take a break, catch your breath from this show, and be like, "Woo! I don't know if I can even. I don't know if I can just catch your breath. Go get you something to eat, or it's Friday night, so get you another shot. Get your mind right, because I know sometimes you take a shot and you get a whole new breath because that shot just burned going down. You're like, oh, I just caught my breath off that shot right there. Let me go over here to the art room with Nima. I'm good. Again, we want to thank everybody, man. It's been, you know, we're going on 6 years, and we just thank you for supporting us, man. For real. No matter what, me and Nima, all the Big Woo Radio family, we go together. We going to go together like right. Peanut butter and jelly. Like eggs and bacon. You know, you can't handle turkey bacon. Eggs and turkey bacon. Or for the people that enjoy pork like I do, regular bacon. But it's something for everybody. That's all we're trying to tell you. But I'm going to let my man, Alvin Garrett, tell you even better. This is his joint. It's called go together. No matter what, we going to go together. What you do, wherever you go, we going to go together. Nima, that's me and you. We go together. You know what I'm saying? Mama Shining Star L, we going to go together. James J.T. Thompson, we going together. No matter where we go, we going to go together. So on behalf of my girl, Nima Shining Star L, Mama Shining Star L, and her whole Big Woo Radio family, I'm Big Woo. Peace. God bless. We out.
I never knew that I could ever feel my heart beat the way that it beats when I'm near you. Something got me feeling crazier than I ever been. Maybe it's 'cause of you. Ooh. I don't know where this thing gonna go. Something about our flow. Let's just take it wherever the wind blows. If we go, we gon' go together. If we float, we gon' float forever. 'Cause I know I never known a love like you before. If we go, we gon' go together.
We gon' go.
If we float, we gon' float forever. It's like you read my mind, like you know what I'm about to say. What I lose, you know how to find.
Like a stalker, you got my way.
Oh, you're the reason I press rewind at the end of our lovely day.
All the memories make me smile.
Oh, oh girl, I don't even know why.
I don't know
where this thing
gon'
go.
Got something
about
our flow.
Oh, let you take it wherever the wind blows.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.